Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 10th of February, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. A background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19, so that's 5 active cases, 1 person in Nobles. The number of suicides on the Isle of Man has more than tripled in a year. Solar panels for public sector housing. There's been no lockdown baby boom, in fact, quite the opposite. And parking restrictions on the way for Nobles Park. And yes, it is a flume-free Wednesday at the NSC.
And Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai. The number of inquest suicide verdicts in 2020 on the Isle of Man was nearly quadruple the figure for the previous year. In 2019, 6 suicide verdicts were given at the end of inquests. Last year, it rose sharply to 22. The Environment Minister hopes government can buy into a large-scale renewables scheme to address a mixture of climate change challenges on the Isle of Man. Geoffrey Boot was speaking after the island's Green Party called for the department to invest in solar technology for public housing and government buildings. Firefighters were back on scene at the former Ballachallen Hotel today. It's after some hotspots started smoking again following the extensive fire there yesterday. Further afield, and campaigners say the government hasn't gone far enough to support thousands of people still living with unsafe cladding. The Housing Secretary has announced £3.5 billion to remove dangerous material from high-rises in England, with a loan scheme to help those in blocks lower than 18 metres. A paedophile who's thought to have groomed 5,000 young boys online has been jailed for 25 years. 36-year-old David Wilson from King's Lynn in Norfolk posed as a girl on social media to ask for indecent images. And the World Health Organization says the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine can be given to all adults regardless of their age. A number of countries in Europe had resignations over its use in over 65s because of the limited data. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Tessa from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No warnings out at sea for the moment. They're on the way. Dry, fairly still through the night. Frost and ice around. There's a warning for icy roads everywhere across the Isle of Man, particularly higher reaches down to freezing point overnight. A lot less higher. For tomorrow, Thursday, Jordan, dry, partially cloudy, a strong southeasterly. Daytime maximum just 2 Celsius. Overnight minimum is freezing point. And Friday, Jahenya, dry and cloudy with strong to gale force southeasterlies. Coastal overtopping around midday and the midnight high tides, and top temperature 3 Celsius. Low water was half an hour ago. Sunset 17 minutes past 5 o'clock. High water tonight, 6 minutes to 11. Low water, 17 minutes past 5 tomorrow morning. Sunrise, 13 minutes to 8. High water is 17 minutes past 11 tomorrow morning. The Ben McCree just approaching Douglas Inner Harbour.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
Grim news. The number of suicide verdicts on the Isle of Man rose sharply last year. In 2019, there were 6 suicide verdicts. In 2020, last year, 22. Former politician David Cretney chaired a Tynwald committee which examined suicide.
This is a very worrying aspect, and one of the principal recommendations of the report was that the Director of Public Health would collate figures, statistics, etc., and come back and a report would be given to Tynwald on an annual basis. Now, that's the first time that that's happened. I don't know when they're planning to do that. We had the discussion in January last year. We're now in February. And so I hope sooner rather than later that the department were very positive in terms of supporting the majority of the recommendations and amending several.
Do you feel there's enough urgency?
No, is a simple answer. I first raised the subject of people taking their own lives in 1993 in Tynwald after, as a Tynwald member, supporting a family. And the family had wanted to get their relation engaged in the mental health services. Mental health services at that time didn't think that that was necessary. Eventually, after being me contacting them several times, they did. He went in. He was kept in for several days, and then he was allowed to, as is obviously his right, he was allowed to go out, and he came to Douglas Head and he took his own life. Now, that detrimentally affected me in terms of worrying about could I have done more, but also the families always in these situations, those who are left behind, have to deal with those kind of questions, and there's guilt feelings. I felt guilty, could I have done more, but the family who are closest to these people who sadly decide to take their own life must have those feelings in duplicate.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio. 24 minutes before six. At the start of the COVID pandemic, many people predicted a second baby boom was on the way, but population figures for the Isle of Man show the decade-long decline in births continued throughout 2020. Lewis Foster spoke to the author of the Isle of Man Population Atlas, Paul Crane.
It appears to be expected now that as we move through 2021, we will see fewer births than usual, especially in developed countries. Maybe not so in some of the less developed countries, but the effect of COVID would appear to be a reduction in births, and there's an expectation that that could last for 3 or 4 years. So the Isle of Man's position in that, where we've had this big decline in births, The COVID position doesn't make it look likely that that's going to stop, you know, or be reversed by any sort of baby boom.
How do you feel potentially now that we're seeing vaccines coming, though, and lockdowns lifted, that kind of thing? Do you expect a rise at all this year or anything?
Well, it's difficult because there are such a range of other factors behind this. So we're seeing this trend in falling fertility. We're seeing this trend in reduced births. Over the last decade in Northern Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales. So we're seeing this decline in births. And that is to do with women around the world, especially in developed parts of the world, staying on in education, having more careers, choosing to reduce family size or not have a family and so on. Mm. So we're seeing that pattern is there. Specifically in the Isle of Man, we've got this between 2011, 2016. We know a large number of the 20 to 40 year group were moving out. For every one person in that age group that moved in, two had moved out. So we had a drop of maybe up to 40% in one of the age groups there. So when people of that age group leave, if you've got fewer women of childbearing age and they're having fewer children, your births will fall. So we've got a number of trends contributing to this.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Pat McCree in Douglas Harbour at the moment. She's on the Linkspan. We'll be departing this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at about 11:30, then returning at 2:15. Back in Douglas, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning's 8:45 sailing to Heysham. We'll go three quarters of an hour early at 8 o'clock. And we'll be leaving Heysham at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, back in Douglas shortly before 5:30. Thereafter, you can lick your finger and stick it in the air. Due to the adverse weather, the sailings from then on, from Thursday evening, 7:45 Thursday evening, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and through until Sunday morning, are all subject to possible disruption and possibly cancellation. Stay tuned to Manx Radio. As soon as we know, you'll know.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
20 to 6 on Manx Radio. Parking restrictions have been introduced in Nobles Park in Douglas. Douglas Borough Council says the move's been made due to more and more people leaving vehicles on the grounds for unauthorised periods of time. Alex Watton.
Spaces for those using the park for leisure and associated legitimate purposes, we're told, will be largely unaffected, with most areas becoming disc zones with a maximum stay of 6 hours. Contractors on site and other commercial operators will be able to apply for a permit, exempting them from restrictions, and you can do that via parks@douglas.gov.im. It's the owners of campervans and motorhomes the council cites as the main culprits of abusing the parking in the area. And in the future, it's looking at provision for permitting regulated recreational use of motorhomes and campervans in the park, but not for storage. The measures are part of a longer-term plan to make Nobles Park a more pedestrian-friendly area. Regeneration and Community Committee Chairman Stephen Pitts says the measures are designed to restrict vehicle parking to legitimate short-term users. He adds the Parking Places Order seeks to eliminate indiscriminate long-term parking of oversized vehicles, many of which are described as unsightly and dilapidated.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
It's 19 minutes before 6. Popular but levelling out. Do you use Twitter? Well, it's not made a penny. Ever. Twitter's experimenting with a subscription model to help ease its dependence on advertising. Bloomberg reported today Twitter's long been pondering how to wean itself off ad revenue and expand revenue among its plateauing user numbers. The company is assessing a tipping system to allow users, Twitter users, maybe you, to pay somebody that they follow for exclusive content, or perhaps charging fees to use TweetDeck and other advanced features and customizations. Much of Twitter's revenue comes from advertising. Its share of the digital ad market, though, is less than 1%. In fact, it's 0.8%. Twitter reported a 28% increase in fourth quarter revenue yesterday on Tuesday. It collected $1.29 billion for the quarter, and even though it posted a $222 million profit for that quarter, Twitter, as a business, lost $1.14 billion for the year. The satirical cryptocurrency Dogecoin is swelling up, well, because it's, well, 2021. Following the GameStop saga that saw individual investors chasing stock advice online, Dogecoin's values jumped by multiples in recent days after tweets from Elon Musk and another Reddit frenzy. The meme coin was created as a joke in 2013. Well, some joke, it now has a market value above $10 billion. Bitcoin, the largest cryptocurrency, half an hour was above $47,000. Its 52-week range bottom end was just $4,106. Yes, it certainly is 2021.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions, a global financial network you can trust. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks were slightly lower as traders digested a slew of new corporate earnings. The dollar dropped, oil extended its rally, and gold gained. In corporate news, Smurfit Kappa advanced after the packaging company reported forecast beating final earnings. And the numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London: the FTSE 100 down 0.1% at 6,524. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.5% at 13,932. Just after 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial flat at 31,376. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down almost 0.4% at 13,948. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 just about flat, slightly down 0.1% at 3,905. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US 38.4 cents, €1 14.1 cents, and 20 South African rand 36.6 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold flat at $1,839 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up just over 0.5% at $61.58.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
A sheep farmer's calling for a review of how livestock's transported to the UK during the COVID era. Cilla Pratt wanted to take two Lockton Ram lambs on the ferry to Heysham, but says the process to attain a licence took too long. With their usual carrier unable to get across, they chose a UK firm with dire consequences.
Somehow they arrived at the other end and one of the ram lambs had had the leg trapped in the tailgate of the wagon, which meant that the skin was probably, was actually taken up the leg, and it was an incredibly bad injury. And the shepherd who received him said that definitely a bad injury. Took him back to where he lives on the other side of the country and looked after him for a fortnight, giving him antibiotics, everything, but the lamb went downhill badly and he had to be put down because he was in such pain. Now, I had tried very hard to take it up with the carriers, who I believe actually the wagon was met at the other side by the owner of the wagon, who was a British carrier. So whether the injury happened then, I just can't find out. Nobody will talk to me. Nobody wants to admit guilt, I suppose.
Can you envisage this happening again if something's not done? And what should be done to stop it from happening again?
Well, this is very worrying because there is no way that we would actually send any of our stock by carrier now. We'll have to try and somehow maybe get ourselves licensed so that we can actually do the carrying. Because I believe you can go across with your stock on the ferry, as long as you don't get off at the other end and that just the trailer is collected by the people from the other side and the stock removed, etc. There can be a bit of boxing and coxing done that way, but it all hinges on this stock license, which I don't think is fit for purpose.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhian Evans.
Fastamai, a very good evening to you. It is a football-heavy one today. FC Isle of Man has joined forces with UCM to create a brand new football course at the college. The BTEC Level 3 Extended Diploma in Football Studies will be a full-time course and is set to start this September. It's aimed at young women and men passionate about the game who want to learn how football operates across several levels. FC Isle of Man chairperson Jill Christian says the course will provide opportunities for learning based on real-life case studies related to FC Isle of Man, and therefore students will have access to all parts of the club as part of the course, including playing, coaching, game analysis, business, marketing, media, and logistical roles involved in running the club. Anyone over the age of 16 interested in applying can do so online at ucm.im, or you can find out more in person on the 27th of February. Details for that latter option, along with the UCM link, can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page. Further afield, and the Olympic Games are just months away, but the Great Britain women's football team is yet to confirm a head coach. They will have just two training camps to prepare for the tournament under a new boss, while England's national team, who is expected to make up the bulk of the squad, will play two friendly fixtures in February, their first matches in almost a year. It's not ideal preparation, but following Phil Neville's departure as England coach, the Football Association can finally start making plans. In athletics, and Laura Muir set a British indoor 1500 metres record at the World Indoor Athletics Tour in France as Gemma Reekie and Elliot Giles claimed 800 metre wins. Muir, who's 27, finished second in 3 minutes 59.58 seconds behind Ethiopia's Gudaf Segi, who set a new indoor world record of 3 minutes 53.09 seconds.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by the island's only dedicated electric car service centre.
11 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. The 10 to 5 Logan Air Liverpool patient transfer plane didn't leave until just gone a quarter past 5. She'll be back this evening at 20 to 7. The Bemercree will be running tomorrow up until 7:45 tomorrow evening. We'll know more tomorrow evening as to what's happening regarding the weather, but everything is okay up until tomorrow evening, 7:45 trip to Heysham. On the roads, Quarterbridge Road is one-way northbound only for curb replacement through until March. Look out also in Douglas. Golded Terrace Lane is closed between Myrtle Street and Circular Road for work on water mains there. In Peel, Factory Lane and Chapel Lane closed for highway reconstruction. The work's been delayed to lockdown. Westlands in Peel is closed for demolition, refurbishment and extension works. East Quay and Peel is closed from the entrance to the boatyard to the junction with Mill Road. In Ramsey, Glen Elphin Road is some parking suspended there due to nearby construction. And remember, there is a warning right across the Isle of Man, particularly on higher roads, for ice. And certainly tomorrow morning for frost and ice.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with...
This is Update. It's 9 minutes before six. The Environment Minister says buying solar panels for public sector housing only addresses one aspect of a mixture of climate change challenges. Geoffrey Boot, MHK, was reacting to comments made by the island's Green Party calling for government to invest in the technology.
If we'd have invested in solar panels 20 years ago, 15 years ago, they were very much inefficient compared to the new solar panel generation that's come out, and we would have made the wrong investments. But if you buy into solar panels at present and to put on rooftops and government buildings, they have a design life of between 10 and 20 years. So it's good, but I would like to see a mixture of solutions. And
but the alternative at the moment, of course, is non-solar energy and therefore carbon emissions.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct there. At the moment, we have the gas turbine power station, but we're looking with the PIN process and our energy strategy going forward to have some form of large-scale renewable generation on the island. Now, I'm not against people putting solar panels on their houses and utilising the energy that we have, but when it comes to government, I think we would probably be better as a government to buy into a large-scale renewable scheme that was providing 20 megawatts plus on the island. And of course, looking a little bit further forward, on Thursday this week I've got a conversation with the UK minister responsible for the contracts for differences, which has been a big impediment. We haven't been able to buy into that process for renewable offshore energy, and Ørsted are sitting there with a scheme for 700 to 800 megawatts, which would supply all of our energy needs, plus have surplus energy to feed into the UK. Now, wouldn't that be a great thing? When we look at that 20, 35, 75% renewable energy target, that looks very achievable if we can get some sort of scheme like that off the ground.
So you're having a conversation. What does that mean? Where does that put us in terms of that happening?
Well, the big impediment has always been that the UK was part of the EU, and the EU regs around crown dependencies made it very difficult for them to deal with contract for differences outside of their territorial sea. With the change and the Brexit, there is an opportunity now that the UK can do something unilaterally to assist. And I think the compelling thing from their point of view is they are seeking more and more renewable energy from wind, and they may well be running out of shallow sea to place wind turbines. So I think we've got something we can sell them, and an attractive package.
Manx Radio's Update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Just a quick date for your diary. This coming Friday, the 12th of February, the Chief Minister will hold a coronavirus media conference at 4 o'clock. As always, you'll hear it live on Manx Radio, on AM and FM, on the AM and FM player, on your app, and also it'll be provided through our social media channels, our YouTube channel, and on Facebook. That's this Friday at 4 o'clock. An initiative aimed at helping Manx people organise shows, concerts, fairs and competition has been extended until September. Ewan Gawn.
The government's Domestic Events Fund was set up to stimulate local spend and drive footfall through the island's towns and villages. £500,000 had been made available until the end of March for the scheme, but it's now going to continue until September. Organisers can apply for up to 80% of the cost of arranging anything from a market to a music festival. This includes spend on equipment, entertainment, marketing, insurance and health and safety. Events which have been supported so far include an e-sports tournament, the Mulligenal Christmas Concert, the ice rink at Lord Street and Douglas Council's Christmas Light Switch-On events. It's been backed by the £100 million Economic Recovery Fund, which was set up in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly says with large events cancelled and ongoing travel restrictions affecting the 2021 peak tourism season, it's vital domestic businesses are supported at this time. For more information about the scheme, you can head to businessisleofman.com/eventfund.
There's a chance for schools, unions and the government to try again when it comes to transforming education on the Isle of Man. The verdict of the Head Teachers Union, the NAHT, after the controversial education bill was withdrawn by Dr. Allinson this week. The union's national secretary is Rob Kelsall.
The way in which the bill had previously been developed, it wasn't developed in a collegiate way with the school leaders, with parents and others, to make it fit for purpose. And it was also forged at a time when there was an air of confrontation, not collaboration within the sector. And I think, therefore, that bill has had its day. And I think, the fact that we have a minister now who recognises that, that when we come to education per se, the Department for Education should be there to support schools to ensure, again, that heads have got the necessary staffing and financing and resources to inspire and encourage young people. And therefore, it's a welcome move.
What were some of the specific issues that would have actually affected sort of parents, teachers, had this bill come forward?
It was pretty much touched all bases, not only in the way that schools were run and organised. So this was around the autonomy of school leaders. It was around the governance of our schools, the governing boards. But it was also far much more. It was about examinations. It was about inspections of our schools. It was pretty archaic in terms of the way it had been developed. So we are looking to regroup with the minister and the department, the new team there, and actually start to work together. And we would argue that had we started from this, point at the beginning of the education bill, that we wouldn't be in this situation where it's now having to be withdrawn.
There have been 12,815 vaccinations completed on the Isle of Man, 9,489 first doses, 3,326 second doses of COVID-19 vaccine. That's it for Update. The news is next, then Great Assists with Chris Kinley, including a COVID-19 bulletin at 7 o'clock. I'm Andy Witt. Update returns 5:30 tomorrow evening. WINT.